Okay, so we'll be brief this morning because we have Shir. Chloe, a lot going. You guys have Shir also, right?
No.
Not in the Shir. Okay. We're up to the pasuk of Vidibarta Bam. Next pasuk, Meshivtecha Beveisecha, Uvelechtecha Vaderech, Uveshachtecha Vekumecha. So there really are four components. Meshivtecha Beveisecha, Lechtecha Vaderech, Shachtecha Vekumecha. So first of all, the contrast between Bayis and Derech, the different times that you learn to remember, this is a suffix to Vidibarta Bam. So, especially at your age, and in this world today, where ironically we're traveling more, longer periods of time than we ever did, even though it takes us shorter to get from place to place, so we're much more mobile. So, a lot of your thought has to be placed in how you'll daven lachtcha baderech. So, when you get older, you don't travel less, but you travel differently. You get caught in a lot of traffic. You have to do it every day, and you get caught in traffic to get to your place of work. So, ironically, in the modern world, as transportation has improved, this phrase "belachtecha baderech" becomes very resonant. If you have a podcast or a shir or dafyomi or something that you can occupy your time, very often when you're on the road, there's a lot of stress. You need to relax. You're tired, but on the other hand, you're free from some of the other responsibilities of work. And so, before I get into the broader global view of this pasuk, just keep in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved while we're learning as well, while we're traveling, not just when we're home. But if you take a global look at the Pasuk, a broader look at the Pasuk, obviously the Torah is trying to convey that the entire sweep of human experience should be subsumed under Kriya Shema and under Kabbalat Malchus Shemayim. And we're talking about this a little bit in my share, that affects the timing and when you do it and what the nature of the Mechayev is. But the striking point, again, this is going to overlap with what you're studying in the Gemara Shiurim, is to describe the entire sweep. The Torah uses experiential terms rather than clock terms. It doesn't say Boker V'Erev, which would convey the entire day. It uses experiential and states of mind. Why does the Torah make that decision? What is the Torah's overall message about Kriya Shema? And the answer is, and this overlaps a little bit to what I spoke about in the Chug a couple of weeks ago, is that the challenge is to get religion and to allow it to suffuse not just the world of the holy and the world of the Beis Medrash and the world of Talmud Torah and the world of Davening, but to get it into the house and to get it into your life and to get into your routine and to get it into your waking and your comings and goings and your day, and to just try to stretch Avodas Hashem, and in this case Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, which is Kriya Shema, into every sector of the human sphere. And if Kriya Shema is going to be too formal, then again, it's going to be bifurcated. Okay, now I'm reciting Kriya Shema, then I'm going to stop reciting Kriya Shema. So the Torah is trying to stretch it, and that's why it uses these phrases, not just in your house, but b'shifticha b'veisecha. There's a lot of use and a lot of possession. It doesn't say b'bayis u'basada, as it says in Baruch Ata B'ir, Baruch Ata B'asada. It uses b'shifticha b'veisecha, u'velechtecha Aderech, not darkecha, because you don't own the road. Some people think they do. Uvishachbecha uvkumecha. So there's a lot of possessives here. Your house, your residence, your coming, your waking, your going, your walking. Why? Because the Torah is trying to stretch Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, not just into the sphere, oh, that's Hashem's sphere. And now I've got my sphere. And that's when you're growing up and trying to become more religious. A lot of people legitimately have that. You know, Hashem, you have your space, and I have my space. The Gemara says that Chazal were gozer tuma on Kisvei HaKodesh. If you put Kisvei HaKodesh and you touch them, then you're tummy. They're the Shinim the tuma. Original Kisvei HaKodesh, not a sefer, but a scroll. Why? Because they wanted to distance it from Truma. And the best way to distance Kisvei HaKodesh from Truma in the house of the Kohanim was to say that Kisvei HaKodesh can confer tuma to other items. Why did they need to distance Kisvei HaKodesh from Truma? Because people were storing their Kisvei HaKodesh in the same closet as their Truma. And the Truma was attracting rats, as it were, because it's food. And the rats, as they were eating Truma, which we try to avoid, but it's not the end of the world. I mean, they're not chayiv in the Isur Truma, they're not a czar. When the rats were eating the Truma, they were defacing and degrading and defiling the Kisvei HaKodesh. So in order to separate the two, so that the rats wouldn't ruin the Kisvei HaKodesh, Chazal had to be gozer Truma. On Kisvei HaKodesh, oh, I can't keep it in my Truma because it can impurify my Truma. And that shows an interesting psychological state of mind. Let's put all the Kedusha in one place. Let's have one room where we keep all the Kedusha, where we keep the Truma, where we keep the Kisvei HaKodesh. The rest of the house, that's my man cave. That's where I can have my fun. That's where I don't have to feel religion. That type of schizophrenia makes religion shallow, if it doesn't stretch across the entire gamut. So the purpose of Kriya Shema is how to take Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and stretch it, not just from Hashem's place, so to speak, the closet of holy articles, the museum of holy articles, but to make it part of your world, which is why the halacha of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, which is a general principle, has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. If, let's say, you're watching a lost item, you're Patur from Tzedakah. That's the classic case of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. But it's stated within the context of Kriya Shema. Where do we learn Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah from? B'shivtecha b'veisecha. You're only chayav in a mitzvah, in this case Kriya Shema, if you're doing something voluntarily, your own house, your own needs, I'm walking. But if I'm already occupied in a mitzvah, it's not b'shivtecha b'veisecha, v'lechtecha v'derech, not lechas didach, shevas didach, then you're in Patur. Okay, it's a general principle. Why is it strained through Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema's whole point is that Hashem is targeting your personal space. When you're in a personal world, you're not chayiv in any mitzvahs, don't think you're off from religion. Religion may not issue commandments. See, some people feel like there is no space of rishus. There are three different views of religion. Some people will say, there is no space of rishus. Every minute you have a mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah now? Study another page of Gemara. You're not doing a mitzvah now? Basically, you live a life of mitzvah viosa every second of your day. That's one approach people say. There is no, I've heard very important people say this, there is no realm of rishus. The other pole is there's a realm of rishus, and that's time out from religion. You dip in, you dip out, you perform mitzvahs. Rav Aaron's approach, and he stated this very often, is there is a realm of rishus. It's not like you're chayev every minute to perform this mitzvah or that mitzvah. But that realm of rishus also falls under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's general commandments and supervision, and that has to be infused with religion. Not necessarily commandment, but with religious spirit and moral conscience and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So it was that middle stage where there is a personal private space, but that personal private space also has to be toned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So the whole purpose of Kriya Shema is to say, in your private space, try to build religion in. So that's why Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah is derived from this structure, because that's the whole message of Kriya Shema. When you think you're in a private realm, don't think you're off from religion. And therefore, the Torah is giving you a mitzvah for your private realm. And legally, when you're not in a private realm, you're already performing a commandment, you're Patur from the next mitzvah, because that's not the narrative of Kriya Shema. That's why Chazal tell us that B'shivtecha B'veisecha is learned out from the first person who's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim when he was sitting. Who is the first person? At Har Sinai we stood. But who's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim when they were sitting? Hu Yoshev Pesach Ol Kachom Hayom. The first Gilui Shechina was with Avram was sitting. And because of that, we are also allowed against Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, against Beis Shammai, to recite Kriya Shema when we're sitting. Again, whether you're standing or sitting is less important right now, but B'shivtecha is a state of mind. You're at home. You're lounging around. You're in your pajamas. You're in your slippers. Remember, when Avram is Mekabel the Shechina, it's a very domestic scene. There's an overlap between Kabbalah's Shechina and hosting people and giving them food and just entertaining and having a big meal. So there's an intersection between Kabbalah's Shechina, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, and normal day-to-day life. And because Avram was Yoshev Pesach Ol Kol Hayom, we're allowed to, because the whole purpose of Kriya Shema is try to bring religion into your day-to-day. And because of that, there isn't a posture. Because of that, we don't want to say it with fear and trembling. It's not like Shimon Esay. We're not standing. And that's why the Torah's description is much more experiential and less Laila V'yom. Laila V'yom would formalize it. Okay, got to stand once a day, once a night, stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm free, then I go off. It's a hard thing to build when you're young because you want your freedom. And even when you build religious pockets, it doesn't cover the entire gamut. Once you understand religion and you're more adept at weaving it and fusing it with your overall day, then you feel I can be religious even when a lot of people, when they leave yeshiva, have a very, very hard time. Because their whole idea of being religious is learning Torah and davening. And then when it shifts into just, in addition to Torah and davening, being a good father, being a good husband, being a good person, following mitzvahs, getting up for minyan, it's a whole different way to feel religious, and they're not accustomed to it. And a lot of people have a very hard time because they're not able. It's a hard process. You have to work at it, especially during these next 5-10 years that you're building identity. Okay?